理课堂听 class.com。
College English Test, Band 4.
Part 1.
Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
I saw a really interesting program on TV last night. It talked about the type of things that record companies have to be careful with.When they come out with new CDs.
What do you mean?
Well, they have to be very careful not to offend people, especially parents with young kids who might buy a CD that contains violent content or uses strong language.
How can that be avoided?
Well, don't you remember when that woman, some senator's wife, I think, made a fuss over this issue? It's not really a law.But music companies are now encouraged to put a warning label on albums that describe violence or use strong language.
I don't understand. Doesn't that reduce the musician's freedom of speech?
Not really. Musicians still have a right to free speech, but the message on the label says, Buyer, be careful. If you get upset by violence and ugly language, don't buy this album. You agree with that, don't you?
I don't know.I still think the whole thing is a funny and unreasonable. Musicians should have the right to say what they want to say without having to have a warning label put on their music. I mean, who gets to decide what is considered offensive and what isn't? We don't need a sticker to tell us what to do. Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19.What was the program about that the woman saw last night? Question 20. What did a senator's wife fuss over the issue make the companies to do?Question 21. What is the man's opinion about the warning label on the music? Conversation 2. Hi, Linda.
Hi, James. What are you doing in the mall?I thought you said you avoid these places, and here you are.
Oh, I still do, but it's my roommate's birthday tomorrow, and I'm looking to get him a present. He's not exactly the easiest person to find a present for.
Have any idea what to get?
Not really. I want to get him something he will be able to use instead of something he'll just shove into the closet.
That's true. I know half the time I get something from somebody I hardly ever use.And it stays in the closet or garage before it gets put away.
I know, that's the problem. That's why I hate buying gifts for somebody, because it can never be perfect. So I'm heading over to the clothing store right now.
Perhaps you're trying too hard to get something very impressive or decorative. I always think a gift should be practical. I know what. Why don't you think of something he might like?Or something that he will most likely get soon.
Oh, I know. His knapsack is almost wrecked and the zipper has almost had it. Maybe I should get him a knapsack instead.
Here you go. It sounds like a perfect gift.
Gosh, now I am wondering which colour I should pick.
The colour green is popular this summer.
Perfect. I will choose a green knapsack for him.
Questions 22 to 25.Are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Where does the conversation take place? Question 23. What is the main problem? Question 24. What is the woman's opinion of what a gift among friends should be? Question 25. What colour will the man probably choose for his roommate's gift? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
Very few people can get college degrees before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old, earning an architecture degree. Now, at 11, Michael is working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, "I'm 11. I've never been in love before." Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult, because all of the equipment was too big for the 5-year-old student. He liked computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he's just like every other kid.
Now the passage will be read again.
Very few people can get college degrees before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old, earning an architecture degree. Now, at 11, Michael is working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, "I'm 11. I've never been in love before." Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult, because all of the equipment was too big for the 5-year-old student. He liked computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he's just like every other kid.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Very few people can get college degrees before 11, but Michael was an exception. He started high school when he was 5, finishing in just 9 months. He became the world's youngest college graduate when he was 10 years and 4 months old, earning an architecture degree. Now, at 11, Michael is working on a master's degree in artificial intelligence. But Michael's success hasn't always come easy. Despite his intelligence, he still lacks important life experiences. In one class, he had to struggle to understand romantic novels because, he says, "I'm 11. I've never been in love before." Another challenge was his size. High school physical education was difficult because all of the equipment was too big for the 5-year-old student. He liked computers so much that in graduate school, he's studying how to make them think like people. He wants to make robots do all the heavy tasks. Michael is smart, but he's just like every other kid.
This is the end of listening comprehension.